Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, June 13th, to welcome several guests to the podcast. Today we have reading for us some preteens, Charlie Keith, Finn Nunnally, Lydia Kelly, and Abigail Rice. I'll also talk to them at the end of the podcast about what they like about VBS. And then we'll end the podcast with a short interview with Angie Jones, one of the kindergarten volunteers for VBS, and just her experience of the week, and also as she prays for the children and their families. Thank you all for joining us today.
Hello, my name is Charlie Keith, and I'm going into the fifth grade. Today I am reading half of 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 18. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that all surprise power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
I'm Finn Nunnally. I'm going to do the second half of the passage. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
Hi, my name is Lydia Kelly, and I'm reading Luke 6, 1-11.
One Sabbath day, Jesus was walking through the grain fields. His disciples began to break off some of the head grains. They rubbed them in their pans and ate them. Some of the Pharisees said, "It's against the law to do this on a Sabbath day. Why are you doing it?" Jesus answered them, "Haven't you ever read about what David did? He and his men were hungry. He entered the house of God and took the holy bread. He ate the bread that only priests were allowed to eat. David also gave some to his men." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath day." On another Sabbath day, Jesus went into a synagogue and was teaching. A man whose right hand was weak and twisted was there. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were trying to find fault with Jesus, so they watched him closely. They wanted to see if he would heal the Sabbath day. But Jesus knew what they were thinking. He spoke to the man who had the weak and twisted hand. "Get up and stand in front of everyone," he said. So the man got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "What does the law say we should do on Sabbath day? Should we do good or should we do evil? Should we save life or should we destroy it?" He looked around at all of them, and then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand," and he did, and his hand had been made as good as new. But the Pharisees and his teacher of the law were very angry. They began to talk to one another about what they might do to Jesus.
My name is Abigail Rice, and I'm reading the proverb today. Our proverb today is chapter 13, verse 2. From the fruit of their lips, people enjoyed good things, but the unfaithful have an appetite for violence.
Thank you all for joining the podcast and reading so beautifully. I want to ask you a couple of questions. Charlie and Finn, would you say this week's verse for us?
Proclaim the Lord's greatness with me. Let us exalt his name together. Psalm 34:3.
Finn, what has been your favorite thing about VBS this week?
Probably the snack time.
That is really popular. What did you guys have today?
We had a graham cracker with blue icing on it and marshmallows and a sour strip.
What did you learn in your Bible story today?
We learned about the woman at the well, that Jesus loves us even if we sin.
Charlie, what has been your favorite thing about Vacation Bible School?
Probably just being here and learning about the Lord and His Word.
What have some of the themes been this week?
God sees me and God loves me.
Okay, so VBS has a lot of different activities, right, Lydia? Tell me about y'all's day.
Today we had the sanctuary doing all the dances. Then we went to rec room, then into arts and crafts, I think. And after that, we usually go to snack, and then we go to some reading stories and stuff.
The snacks have been really creative this week.
They've been good.
Ooh, yeah. Tell me about them.
The first one was a dirt cup. Not my favorite. The second one was one of my favorites. It was a snail. We're putting a snail. It was so good.
I'm thinking I missed out.
Yesterday I had three.
Oh, I love that. Abigail, I would like to talk to you a little bit about growing up at Mountain Brook Baptist. Tell me about your life and how you've grown in faith.
Well, I've always enjoyed coming to VBS and doing Camp Chandler, and that's really helped me learn the ways of the Lord, and so I decided to get baptized, and now I'm baptized, and I'm the church's family.
That's right. You are family to us, and it brings us so much joy to see all of you at VBS. Can you tell me this week's motto?
This week's motto is Made to Magnify God.
And what's kind of the theme word?
Magnify.
What does that mean? What are they trying to tell us?
It means God is in everything, and no matter what you do, he's always by your side, and he will be in everything always.
Amen. And Miss Angie is here with me now. She's teaching the kindergartners in Vacation Bible School. I want you to set the scene for me for 5K VBS.
Oh, 5K VBS is the best. I have to say, Vacation Bible School is the highlight of my summer. I love these kids. You know, we have a pretty big class. We have 43 in our class, and they're all wonderful, and I love them each so much, and I get excited to see them in the morning, and we just share all kinds of activities and songs, and it's just, I don't know, during Vacation Bible School, it just feels like the church is just so alive and full of life, and there's a certain excitement going up and down the stairs and down the halls, and I almost feel like when our class comes through, the church vibrates a little bit because there's so many of us. And they're skipping and they're laughing and they're talking and there's a lot of energy in my class.
And you have some help because 43 kids is a lot.
Oh, we have fabulous people. They're all great. Other adults come in and then the youth come and we just have a special activity each day.
Now, there's one day that everybody looks forward to.
Thursday's the big day, and we go outside, we pitch a tent, and we have s'more day. And so we, in quotations, we build a bonfire, and we roast s'mores outside, and the kids love it. So in our imagination, it's a bonfire. We all come together and just have a really special week together and build friendships.
You've been teaching or helping with Vacation Bible School for many years.
Yes.
What has it been like to walk alongside these students each year?
I feel like it VBS is just such a time of growth for all of us. I've learned from others, and I've learned from the kids, and I learned from the youth. This is a week that brings us all together, and I see young mothers that I might not see ordinarily, or I see especially these kids and youth, and we just all come together for 1 week with the same goal of sharing Jesus, and it's just beautiful. It's beautiful.
You and I were talking this week about different saints of the church who have worked in VBS, who have gone before us to be with the Lord, and one of them we both have a memory of. Share that with us.
Well, years ago, I used to go outside to the prayer garden, and Miss Rachel led the Bible study, and she would pray with the kids, and it was just really impactful for me. And as I've said, when Miss Rachel would pray, she sounded like what I would imagine an angel to sound like praying, and she really impacted my life and so many others. And so I was really happy when I realized our room was next to the prayer garden, and I looked out the window and I saw that the prayer garden had been all cleaned up, and it was all the little tables lined up, and I said, aha, this is where we're going to go for our worship. And so I felt like it would be really beautiful to take our kids out there. And so we go out there each day, and it's a special time.
Yesterday, I think you guys had bugs all over the tables. Does that coordinate with the theme?
Well, our theme for this week is magnify God. And so we came up with the idea of taking bags of plastic bugs outside with magnifying glasses. So all the kids got to go outside and see what they could find with their magnifying glasses. And so we talked about how much more you see through a magnifying glass, colors and details.
Miss Angie, your life and faith have been so impactful on my life and faith. I'm so grateful for the ways that you pour yourself out to the kids. As I was picking up May today, I just saw all the kids look up into your face. And what I know that you're doing for them is you're praying for them and you're loving them. And I'm just so grateful for all those who are volunteering this week. And we pray that the Lord would continue his work so that he would be magnified in their life. Would you end our time together in prayer?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, and I thank you for this beautiful day and for the blessings of this day. And I thank you for each child that came into this church and for every child that you have blessed, and love them and help us to teach them and to share your love and your word with them so that you can grow inside of them and we can all grow together in your love. And bless the families that bring them, and bless the ones who couldn't make it, and maybe they can make it next year. And hear the prayers of the many, Lord, and help us to be in your will and to share you everywhere we go. And I thank you for this opportunity, and we love you, and we thank you for loving us. And in your most holy name, we pray. Amen. Right.